How to end your emails, aka stop worrying about email sign-offs. Almost every business communication is handled via email right now, and email sign-offs are a common source of stress, even for native English speakers. If you have anything important to say to a coworker, you'll need to send an email about it. If there's anything important you need to remember, you've probably received an email about it. Therefore, starting and ending your emails professionally is an important skill. Since I've already posted about starting your emails, this post will give you tips for ending your emails. Properly closing an email is important for several reasons. 1. It can motivate the recipient to take action. 2. The right sign-off will leave a positive impression. And 3. It increases the chances that you'll get a response. If you're reading this, though, you probably already know why it's important. But just because it's important doesn't mean it should be complicated, stressful, or difficult. When you understand your options, closing out your email responses should be quick and easy. So, what do you include at the end of your emails? The rules are different when you're emailing a coworker versus emailing a stranger or new business contact. You can use all of these sections or just some of them, depending on how formal you want to be. There are a few different parts of this final section of your email. 1. The call to action, summary, or closing line. 2. The sign-off. 3. Your name. And 4. Your contact information. Let's talk about the closing line and call to action, or CTA, for your email. If you don't include a closing with the first email in a conversation, your recipient might not know what you want them to do with it. Do you watch YouTube regularly? If so, you've probably noticed YouTubers asking you to subscribe or give them a like. That's because we're all open to suggestion. And sometimes we're forgetful, even if we care about supporting that YouTuber. The same thing is true for anyone you're emailing. If you want them to take an action, you should tell them exactly what they need to do. Alternatively, when you're working on a big project, you don't want anyone to forget important details. A closing summary, or CTA, will keep everyone organized. Formal email closing lines. Your closing should match the formality of the email. Don't worry about it too much, though. Here's a list of some safe and polite closers. 1. Thank you for your time today. 2. I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me today. 3. It was great to meet you during today's meeting. 4. I appreciate your hard work. This is great for formal project team update emails, by the way. And 5. I look forward to working with you. In fact, using thank you for blank is usually a good choice if you're working with a big client or in a more formal environment. Additionally, a thank you is essential for a job interview follow-up email. Informal email closing lines. I only use informal closing lines if it has been a few months since I've seen or spoken to the recipient, or if I'm asking for a favor and want to be extra polite. Otherwise, an informal closing line is unnecessary. 1. I'm glad I saw you today. 2. Thanks for calling. 3. It was good to see you today. 4. I'm glad you called me, or I'm glad we had a chance to talk. For close coworkers or less formal project situations, using thanks for blank is also appropriate. Now let's talk about calls to action, also known as CTAs. Finally, a call to action is necessary too. You shouldn't expect the recipient to read your mind. Do you need something from them? Then ask for it. The best place where you can include a call to action is right before your sign-off. That way, the actual task or request is easy to see and easy to find again for the recipient. For example, when you put a closing line and CTA together, you could get something like this. It was good to see you today. When you have time, please send me that list of recommendations we talked about. Thanks, Tina. If you're ending an interview follow-up email, your CTA should be less direct. Thank you for your time today. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Regards, Tina. Now you know the most effective and polite ways to end a professional email. Easy, right? Next, let's take a look at the best sign-offs you should use. After all, it's why you're here. Which professional email sign-offs to use, and which ones to avoid. No matter what the purpose of your formal or informal email is, you've probably overthought the sign-off. Most of us do. My recommendation is to pick one and add it to the signature that your email service automatically places at the bottom of every email. That way, you can think about it once and forget it. Depending on how formal your workplace is, you might be able to use your email sign-off to show a bit of your personality. Here are professional email sign-offs everyone can use. These are all safe and appropriate for 99% of professional messages. 1. Thank you or thanks. 2. Best. 3. Regards. Thanks or thank you are great if you've made a request, received something, or appreciate an action made by whoever you're talking with. Keep in mind that you can always switch things up. You can put a generic best in your automatic email signature and change it for specific people or situations. Here are the semi-professional email sign-offs you might be able to use. Be careful with this list. If you work for a casual startup or a very friendly environment, you might be able to use the casual sign-offs. For example, cheers used to be too casual and inappropriate for the office. But in the last 5 years, it has become more popular with younger professionals in the under 40 age range. 1. Cheers. 2. Warm regards or kind regards. 3. Warmly. 4. Sincerely. 5. Best wishes. And 6. All the best. Some of these, like sincerely, feel a little bit too formal for modern professionals. They might be more common in a physical business letter or coming from an experienced mentor. Personalized sign-offs. If you've joined my newsletter or received an email from me, you've probably seen my own personalized sign-off. Because I work for myself, I have the freedom to set the tone for my business and my professional communication, so I use Happy Studying. A sign-off like this works for coaches and tutors in educational positions. If you really want to personalize your sign-off, the safest option is to ask your colleagues and peers how they feel about your idea. Now for email sign-offs to avoid. Here are a few that make people cringe. 1. XOXO or XX. 2. Love. 3. See ya. 4. Later. 5. Yours. 6. Yours truly or yours faithfully. 7. Have a blessed day. 8. Hugs. And 9. Sincerely yours. Always remember that what works best for a close friend or partner will not work for professional acquaintances or completely new people. So, with your target audience in mind, try to match the recipient's communication style. Now let's talk about your name and contact information. Of course, your email address is visible. However, most email addresses don't include a full first and last name or title. Thankfully, once you've reached this part of your email, it's super simple. Just give them your first and last name, job title and/or company name, and any contact information you want them to have. For example, my email signature looks like this. Tina Crouch, www.tinateachesenglish.com, with links to Facebook, Instagram, and my book information. In conclusion, email sign-offs shouldn't be too complicated. What would a blog post about email sign-offs be without a full conclusion? If you've read this far, I hope you found the post helpful. Also, if you want to stay up to date with other helpful business English and language learning content I put out, you can sign up for my newsletter. Tip: if you sign up for the interview tips list, you'll also get my free job interview prep pack. It's one of my favorite interview resources. And for the sign-off, I do appreciate you reading my blog. Happy studying, Tina.